Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 35 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives has voted to censure Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green after he disrupted President Trump's address to Congress on Tuesday night. Afterwards, House Speaker Mike Johnson said it was a necessary step.
We take no pleasure in this. I gave repeated warnings to Representative Green to stand down and to sit down, and he refused to do it. He chose to deliberately violate House rules in a manner that we think is probably unprecedented in history.
A federal judge has issued an order blocking the Trump administration from pausing federal funding, accusing the executive branch of putting itself above Congress. President Trump is expected to issue an executive order soon, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the Department of Education. Congress would need to approve any such move. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick telling CNBC President Trump will likely suspend those 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for most products for at least a month. This is ABC News. Growing concern that Gaza will once again experience famine now that Israel has cut off humanitarian aid to the Strip. ABC Chief International Correspondent James Longman.
With that aid cut off, we're going to go back possibly to that horrific situation where it's a massive humanitarian crisis. I mean, 100,000 tents did get in during the last month of this ceasefire, but you're talking about more than 2 million people who live in Gaza, the great majority of those people displaced. We've seen the images of their homes completely destroyed. So the idea that they've got what they need to sustain them is just not true. Aid agencies really need to get back in.
Hamas appearing to ignore what President Trump said would be his last warning to release all of the remaining hostages. A measles case now reported in Florida, one of several places with sporadic measles cases popping up. West Texas, still the hot spot, with more than 150 people having measles. One child has died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 35 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for plenty of sunshine this afternoon, a touch breezy with a high of 39 and northwest to westerly winds, 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries towards morning, especially in the southern area, a low of 21. And tomorrow, cloudy through midday with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries, a dusting to half inches possible in the far south listening area, clearing skies later in the day with a high of 38. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 8 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 20, we're at our high of 35.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Good afternoon. It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office led by billionaire Elon Musk had already released a list of at least six government offices to either be eliminated or reduced. Now there are 16, and five are in Madison. Musk's team is planning to close the Fish and Wildlife Service office, although the federal government was already planning to cancel the lease back in January. Also on the list, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration near Westtown Mall, something listed as Departmental Management IG, which may mean Office of the Inspector General, but it says those three words, square footage and a dollar amount, and that's it. An office of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Regent Street, and the Federal Highway Administration office on Junction Road. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for U.S. attorneys, the Social Security Administration, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees, and it's not clear whether they'd keep their jobs. The largest reduction in federal jobs could happen in the next month. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5 to 8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
According to federal data, there are about 11,000 federal VA workers in Wisconsin. Veterans who have been abruptly fired from federal jobs say they feel betrayed by the Trump administration's dramatic downsizing of government. Nathan Hooven, who voted for Trump in November, lost his job last month as an inventory management specialist at the Salem, Virginia Medical Center. He says the administration didn't take the time to think about veterans who have served their country. Hooven and other veterans also say they're particularly angered by how they were fired in an email that cited inadequate job performance despite receiving positive reviews while they were working. A group backed by billionaire Elon Musk is behind a new set of attack ads and text messages targeting voters just weeks ahead of the election for a seat on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. It employs a battleground state strategy used last year against Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. It's the latest example of how Musk's extraordinary wealth has been used to promote the Republican Party's political interest. In this case, it's for ideological control of the highest court in one of the country's most important presidential swing states. The April 1st election will determine whether liberals maintain their 4-3 majority on the court. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new state Supreme Court justice and state superintendent of public instruction. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said Wednesday that not many are paying attention. The poll found 39% of respondents say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race, 42% say some, and 19% admit they've heard nothing at all. On the superintendent's race, it's half that. Only 18% have heard a lot, 47% a little, and 35% nothing. The Supreme Court candidates are Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. In the superintendent's race, incumbent Democrat Jill Underley is opposed by challenger Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant backed by conservatives. The new Marquette poll was released Wednesday. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republican state lawmakers are at odds over tax cuts and the state budget. Republican leaders want to use a portion of the state's projected $4.3 billion surplus on a tax cut before tackling the next state budget. Evers has concerns. During a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison this week, the Democratic governor said that doesn't make sense in light of the current uncertainty in Washington, D.C. Evers said he'd be likely to veto such a tax cut if it reaches his desk prior to a completed two-year state budget. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to eliminate most renewable energy subsidies for solar and wind energy projects on farms. The bill, titled the Future Agricultural Retention and Management Act, would prevent taxpayer funding from being used to encourage developers to use those power sources instead of others. The legislation would not outright prevent developers from building wind turbines or solar panels. Tiffany says the legislation is meant to protect agricultural land for future generations. A bill that would give incumbent transmission facility owners the right to construct, own, and maintain new transmission projects got a joint hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week. The Wisconsin Senate Utilities and Tourism Committee and the State Assembly Energy and Utilities Committee held a joint hearing on the measure Tuesday. The legislation is being proposed in an effort to give the state more authority over power grid decisions. Those projects would still need to be approved by the Midwest Independent System Operator. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for increased funding for staffing at the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories. On Tuesday, Call and a group of state legislators called for $2.7 million of the state budget to hire for an additional 19 positions in the labs. There are just three crime labs across the state to cover the forensic evidence needs of law enforcement authorities in 72 counties. Officials say they've seen long backlogs in processing evidence, causing lengthy delays in court proceedings for serious cases. Opioid deaths are on the decline in Wisconsin as settlement funding from national litigation streams in. The funding has been used for harm reduction efforts, public awareness campaigns, and school-based prevention programs across the state. Thanks to those efforts, officials say opioid deaths in the state last June fell to their lowest level since April of 2020. Wisconsin will have received about $780 million from the various settlements by 2028. 30% goes to state programs, with the rest going to local programs. It's 35 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes REMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The John and Sarah Coombe Farmstead, known as Tipisaukee. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, on the National Registry of Historic Places, number 1920, located just west of the junction of State Highway 60 and County X in the town of Richwood, Richland County, is the Coombe Farmstead, built by carpenter Henry Leffler. It dates back, and his contributing buildings include 1861 to 1888. John Coombe, a native of England, was the first Euro-American settler in Richland County. After first settling with his family in Ohio, Coombe arrived in 1838 in what is now Richland County and built a small log cabin. Coombe named his farm Tipisaukee after the Ho-Chunk village he found on that site. Having established himself as a successful farmer, in 1849, Coombe married Sarah Ann Palmer. In 1863, Coombe constructed the present gabled form of a farmhouse. The new wood frame house rested on a foundation built of stones that were collected in the nearby fields. The narrow clapboard siding was sawn at a nearby mill. It was from basswood trees that they grew on this farm. The interior is finished with white ash floorboards and a black walnut trim with doors. With minor exceptions, the exceptionally intact interior retains much of the original floor plan and finishes. Wallpaper, drapery, and carpeting dating to the 1880s adorn the interior. Also located on the property are a three-seat privy, a smokehouse, both dating back to 1863, an 1861 timber-framed barn, and an early corn crib. Other buildings on the property are more mid-20th century of construction and reflect the farmstead's continued use even to present day. Coombe died in 1882. His wife Sarah and the children continued running the farm, and it remains in the Coombe family even to this day. The farm is private property. Please respect the privacy of those owners. But present day, it's a part of what is Cross Currents Heritage Center. This is an educational and cultural organization committed to preserving and interpreting the natural indigenous and European settlers of the history in Southwest Wisconsin. Their website, crosscurrentsheritage.org. Listen next week for the history of Richland County. It's covering D.W. Bear Extraordinaire.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
March is Youth Art Month. The Riverdale School District will celebrate the creativity, imagination, and talent of its young artists tonight from 5 to 7 at its Fine Arts Night at the elementary school. Art plays a vital role in education, fostering self-expression, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills. Jeff Campbell serves as the superintendent of the Riverdale School District.
We have free food offering for all the families and any attendees, and a silent auction going on from all of the departments within our school, our sports teams, and our different clubs and organizations. And all of that money will go back into funding these kind of events in the future, helping with some of the expenses of them. But we'll also have performances from our choir, our band, forensics, all of our elementary students will be putting on a music performance throughout the evening. And then I will be presenting two referendum meetings also at 5:15 and 6:15 for anybody that wants to stop in during that time or just kind of pull me aside for some questions and that too. So it's going to be a great night just to showcase the school. We kind of call it our Fine Arts Night too, which we usually run every other year. So we're kind of combining those two. There'll also be a number of art displays from our kind of an art gallery area, and the ever popular book fair will be going on at the same time.
Students have been working hard on their displays and performances. You are invited to attend to support the students at Riverdale. The Social Security Administration and its Office of the Inspector General are joining forces to raise public awareness about Social Security imposter scams during the 6th annual Slam the Scam Day today. Social Security-related scams, where fraudsters mislead victims into sharing personal information or making cash wire transfer or gift card payments to fix alleged Social Security number problems, are an ongoing government imposter fraud scheme. Social Security impersonation scams impact all age groups and remain one of the most common government imposter scams reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Social Security continues to make concerted efforts to address this issue. issue through extensive outreach and investigative initiatives. You are urged to stay vigilant in protecting your personal information. Social Security will never tell you that your Social Security number is suspended, contact you to demand an immediate payment, threaten you with arrest, ask you for your credit or debit card numbers over the phone, request gift cards, wire transfer, gold, cash, cryptocurrency, or promise a Social Security benefit approval or increase in exchange for information or money. Social Security employees do contact the public by telephone for business purposes. Ordinarily, the agency calls people who have recently applied for a Social Security benefit, are already receiving payments and require an update to their record, or have requested a phone call from the agency. If there is a problem with a person's Social Security number or record, Social Security will typically mail a letter. Criminals use sophisticated tactics to trick potential victims into disclosing personal and financial information. Be skeptical and on the lookout for these red flags. Typically, they use these P's, pretend, prize, or problem, pressure, and payment. Scammers may pretend they are from Social Security in phone calls, text, emails, websites, or direct messages on social media and claim there is a problem with your Social Security benefits or Social Security number. The scammer's caller ID may be spoofed to look like a legitimate government number. Scammers may also send fake documents to pressure people into complying with demands for information or money. Other common tactics include citing badge numbers, using fraudulent Social Security letterhead, and creating imposter social media pages to target individuals for payment or personal information. To report a scam attempt, go to oig.ssa.gov. For more information, visit ssa.gov/scam or ssa.gov/fraud. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has canceled Class 2 restrictions for the majority of Wisconsin, including Zone 2 through 5. Today, Class 2 restrictions for far northern Wisconsin will start on Monday. Seasonal posted road restrictions will go into effect statewide on Monday. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder has announced that Richland County will be enforcing weight restrictions on all county roadways beginning Monday. It's 35 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:27. Today's vital statistics are next.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 1229 on this Thursday afternoon, March 6th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife, Sue, and two children, Rebecca and Paul. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Kathy Vodak is survived by her husband of 41 years, Dave, two children, Jean and Casey Kursave of Hub City, and Paul Vodak and Jessica Estebo of rural Hillsboro. A grandson and siblings, Joyce and Bob Vodak of rural Hillsboro, Don Johanning of rural Highland, Carol and Bob Allport of Fitchburg, Dennis Johanning of rural Highland, and Carl Johanning of Bullhead City, Arizona. Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene is survived by her husband, Johnny, three children, Cynthia and Vince Fairchild of Birchwood, Merriman Jr. and Susan Keene, and Marlon L. and Judy Keene, all of Gillingham. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Myra and Keith Deckert of Richland Center, a brother, Lauren and Janine Kepler of Marshall, and many other relatives and friends. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, two children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center. Seven grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Lucille Friedland of Florida, and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota. Also many other relatives and friends. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rod Powell is survived by his wife Nancy, four children, Marie and Willie McCormick of Sandusky, Renee and Tyler Darple of Highland Heights, Kentucky, Joseph and Daniel Powell of Sandusky, and Jeremy and Miranda Powell of Laval, two stepchildren, Chad and Jen Thompson of Davie, Florida, and Corey and Lindsay Thompson of Wausau. 17 grandchildren, brother and sisters, Doug and Kieran Powell of Waniwok, Cheryl and Steve Husker of Reedsburg, Susan and John Husker of Watertown, and Christina Powell of Viola. Also many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by three children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael, Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval. Two grandchildren, a sister, Barbara Clark of Arizona, niece and nephew, and numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Survivors of Bernie Dawnbaugh include three children, Corinna Lathrop and Phil Olson, Cheryl and Bill Hackett, and Rhonda Leffler, nine grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Thompson, a brother, Ron and Colleen Norman, several nieces and nephews, and special friend Dave Rainey. Bernadine J., Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center with top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee. Your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Rich and Sugar Gunderson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. Enjoying that sunshine out there across the region. Temperature is just a little bit cool, but not bad for this time of the year. And thankfully, the wind is much lighter than yesterday. Now, there is a weather system gathering out toward Nebraska and South Dakota that will spread some clouds in here by this evening. It could even bring a strip of light snow into extreme southern Wisconsin late tonight and tomorrow morning, possibly a half inch or so up into Grant County, for example, maybe southern Iowa County. That'll move away. We're left with quiet weather for the weekend and temperatures going up, especially on Sunday. The warmest day of the period probably will be Monday when we have a chance of cracking 60 in some spots before slightly cooler air moves in for the middle of next week. It does look like another major storm system could come into our region toward the weekend of March 15th with quite a bit of rain and wind. We'll certainly keep a close eye on that for you. Otherwise, the rest of today, plenty of sunshine, temperatures reaching around 39 degrees. Northwest to west wind 8 to 16. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, especially south of Richland County, low at 21. Tomorrow, cloudy through midday with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries. A dusting or half inch is possible far south. Clearing skies later in the day with highs in the upper 30s. Northeast wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and seasonal, low at 19, high 43. Sunday should be a nice day with sunshine and mild conditions, low in the mid-20s with a high near 50. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and even warmer, low 29, high up to 59 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, and not quite as warm, low in the mid-30s, high near 54. And Wednesday, partly sunny and seasonal, low close to 30, with a high of 44 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 36 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 40, our low this morning was 20. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 36. The record high for this date was set in 2000 at 71. The record low, 12 below, was set in 1960. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 34. Sunset tonight will be at 5:56, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.04 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 36 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Turkeys are dealing with not one, but two deadly disease threats. Details today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork. through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. We've heard plenty about highly pathogenic avian influenza in recent months. Also called bird flu, it's the main reason why chicken eggs are so expensive. Turkeys have it worse, though. They not only contract bird flu, farmers are also losing birds to a disease called avian metapneumovirus. John Zimmerman chairs the National Turkey Federation.
Together, these two respiratory viruses have exponentially increased volatility, supply shortages, and market uncertainty. This 1-2 punch has caused many farmers to quit raising turkeys, with several others on the brink of shutting down.
Zimmerman farms in Minnesota, the largest turkey-producing state in the U.S. He says millions of birds have died so far. He told the Senate Ag Committee it could have been fewer had the USDA not taken so long to okay a vaccine.
I appreciate the importance of ensuring the safety of a vaccine and that the AMPV vaccine was the first of its kind to ever be approved. However, when an entire industry is at significant risk, it should take a matter of months, not over a year, for a widely used and well-established global vaccine to be imported and available for use. I would encourage the committee to use your experience in evaluating USDA's review process to ensure a faster, more efficient response to future animal disease outbreaks.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Farm groups want a farm bill? The Acre Act reintroduced and more. Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farm groups continue to call on lawmakers to finish the farm bill this year. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the 2025 Commodity Classic.
Darren Johnson, president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, says a new farm bill is long overdue.
It feels like a broken record the last couple of years, so we're going to work very hard. We're hoping that we're going to get some bipartisan support and I'm going to be able to get farm bill to the finish line.
He tells Brownfield a boost in conservation funding is one of their biggest priorities.
Like 45Z and tax credits that come along with that. We want to make sure that them conservation practices fit everybody across the U.S.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Legislation to lower interest rates for agricultural and rural home loans has been reintroduced in the U.S. House. Iowa Republican Randy Feenstra is a co-sponsor of the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act, and tells Brownfield the bill would amend the IRS tax code to create a level playing field for community banks that administer ag real estate loans.
By granting the tax-exempt status on earned interest.
American Bankers Association President Rob Nichols says the ACRE Act would deliver much-needed financial support to farmers working through a difficult economic cycle by lowering the cost of credit without creating new government payments or programs. A past president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says there's surprising optimism amongst Mexican end users, even as tariffs ratchet up between the two countries. Cheryl Walsh is in Monterrey, Mexico this week with the U.S. Meat Export Federation attending Expo Carnes.
I do have to say that everybody down here is optimistic. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. And until things are set in stone, it's business as usual.
She tells Brownfield that business is a key piece to profitability for U.S. pork producers.
It's a way that we can utilize all of it, and it's a way to make the whole pig more marketable.
Walsh says she's also taking a wait-and-see approach to the tariffs on her central Illinois operation, but she says outreach efforts such as USMEF are crucial to building and maintaining export markets. A climatologist with the National Drought Mitigation Center says drought conditions in the Corn Belt have recovered somewhat over the winter. Brian Fuchs points to eastern states like Indiana and Ohio.
Over the short term, they've done pretty well, but there are still some lingering longer-term drought signals that are lying in wait.
He tells Brownfield,
most of the eastern to central Corn Belt is looking for some drought improvement or even drought elimination. In the plains, drought's definitely going to be impacting us at least through the middle to later parts of spring.
Drought in the High Plains has intensified by more than 30% compared to a year ago. And the USDA reports the sale of 20,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil to unknown destinations. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Thursday at midday, direct cattle markets are quiet. The packer inquiry is starting to improve. Cash hogs are steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. Asking prices have been renewed today at 198 to 200 live and 315 dressed, and more bids are starting to show up now at 195 to 196 live and 310 dressed. Trade this week's been light, mostly at 195 to 197 in Kansas and Texas, steady to $2 lower than last week, with a handful of sales at 310 to 314 dressed in Iowa and Nebraska. At winter livestock in Kansas, compared to the previous week, feeder steers weighing less than 700 pounds are $5 higher, while steers weighing more than 700 pounds are steady to $5 lower. Feeder heifers under 650 were steady to up 10, and heifers over 650 were steady to $5 higher. USDA says demand was good for a heavy supply, even with receipts down in the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds are reported to 270 to 302. 8 to 9 weight steers brought 258, 50 to 274. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 550 to 650 range from 286 to 337. 7 to 8 weight heifers sold at 247 to 273. Box beef was mixed at midday with light movement. Choice was 21 cents lower at 313.33 and select beef was 378 higher at 306.31. Cash hogs are steady with light to moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers seem to have the near-term needs covered, and that should allow those buyers to either hold bids or cut back on spending between midday and the close. Even with the pause on tariffs against Mexico, overall export demand's a question mark because of those trade issues, and domestic wholesale business continues to be volatile. The major direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality at the open today. National direct barrels and gilts have a 5-day rolling average of 89.65, with Iowa Southern Minnesota at 89.31, and the Western Corn Belt averaging 89.41. Butcher hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnerville, Iowa are steady at 60. Pork at midday was up 85 cents at 97.33. Loins, butts, picnics, ribs, and hams were modestly to sharply higher, while bellies were lower. And taking a real quick look at the futures markets, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange today, live and feeder cattle futures are lower, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business to get going. Feeders do have some additional pressure from a higher move in corn today, and hogs are mixed, mostly higher on spread trade and that higher midday move in pork. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Vex recognizes this week's Player with Heart, Sam Majeski from Balsam Lake High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Sam is a three-sport athlete who enjoys bonding with friends and teammates. He's been the FFA president for the last 3 years, and it's helped his confidence and speaking in front of others.
It's something that puts you out of your comfort zone, but, you know, it helps a lot with that. It's something that people need to learn before, you know, they enter into the adult world, and I think that's something that's super awesome that they've value and teach through FFA.
That improvement has allowed him to get involved in the school play, and he got the lead role this spring.
They've helped me really get out of my comfort zone and being able to perform in front of other people. You know, you're able to build social connections with people.
Sam has served as a mentor and a coach for youth in his community, and hard work on his family's farm has helped him build character. After high school, he plans to go to college and major in business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today. Heavy rain could delay harvest in Argentina, and some private firms have trimmed estimates for Brazil again recently. Beans remain oversold, but the sustained upside might be limited by slower demand. We saw that in the weekly export sales numbers. May beans are up 17.5 at 10.29 and a quarter. July's 16 higher at 10.41. May bean meal's up $6 at 305.80. May soybean oil's up 25 points at 43.24. Corn's higher, monitoring development weather in Argentina, second crop planting in Brazil, and tariff news. Some U.S. tariffs on Mexico will be paused until April 2nd. May's up 11.5 at 467 and a quarter. July's 10.75 higher at 474. And wheat's higher with dry weather a concern in the southwestern U.S. plains, parts of Europe, and the Black Sea region. Export sales are up in the week, and U.S. prices are more competitive on the global market, especially with the decline in the dollar recently as well. May Chicago's up 8.75 at 557. May Kansas City's 10.25 higher at 567.25. May Minneapolis is up 7.5 at 595.5. Live cattle have turned mixed, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. The trade we have seen so far has been mostly on the live basis, steady to $2 lower than last week. April live is up 7 at 196.60, June's 22 higher at 192.92. With the higher move in corn, April feeders are down $1.30 at 274.77. And hogs are mostly higher on spread trade, the higher midday pork, and solid weekly export sales. Cash business is steady today. April lean's up 227 at 86.97. May's 217 higher at 89.65. The Dow continues to trade sharply lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Archie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Archie's crane truck. For more information, call Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Technology to help you learn more about how your food was raised. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The self-proclaimed father of biological farming, Gary Zimmer, says there's an app in the works that will tell consumers how their food was raised.
Go to the grocery store, not only measure pesticide residues, but nutrient density. Now, there's 700 different compounds they can measure. There's some indicator things, if we can indicate things. Like now they've already got the one done that measures meat. You can tell if it's grass-fed. You can tell if the milk has been fed grain or grass by measuring omega-3s and omega-6 fatty acids. That's all you have to measure, and I can tell you how you fed the animal. On grains or on food and vegetables, all I got to measure is calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, and boron. If they're really high, they're biological minerals, require a balanced fertility. They're very hard minerals to get into a plant. So if I measure those, I can. If I see a feed test or a tissue test of your farm and those are high, I can tell you how you farm.
Zimmer mentioned nutrient density. So what exactly is that?
If you eat food that's grown and is healthy and it can defend for itself and doesn't need insecticides, fungicides, or pesticides or biotechnology to make it grow, that food then can also make you healthy. And that nutrient density is that minerals will be an indicator, but it's really much more. That plant makes many, many different compounds protect itself and that are really beneficial for us if the plant is healthy.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Executive Director Brenda Damrow-Gudex joins us.
Well, we like to think of like everything that we do just under that Wisconsin corn umbrella. So a lot of time we have our logo out there, it'll just say Wisconsin corn. If a person is a member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, their membership dollars go into the lobbying and the policy making for all corn growers here in Wisconsin. The corn checkoff, definitely just investing that market development, the education, promotion, and research of our Wisconsin corn. We do have some research projects that are developing new uses for corn when it comes to things like corn plastics. For every $1 that we invest in export market development, we increase our U.S. agricultural exports by more than $24. So it's a significant boost to the U.S. agricultural industry.
Thanks, Brenda. To learn more about the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Program, go to wicorn.org.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House has pulled today's signing of the executive order to dismantle the Department of Education, multiple sources tell ABC News, and added that there is concern among top administration officials about the blowback that President Trump's order would receive, including questions on how the directive would impact the school lunch program. ABC's Alex Perchet says Congress also needs to be on board.
Even if Linda McMahon, the Department of Education secretary, wants to follow through, in order to dissolve this agency, he needs an act of Congress, and they need 60 votes. They need Democrats to be on board with this. And frankly, there is no Democratic support that we're aware of right now.
President Trump announcing on social media he's giving a 30-day reprieve on tariffs for Mexico after speaking with Mexico's president. That delay until April 2nd is for those participating in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Parts of the country still cleaning up following severe storms this week. Airports making up for a backlog of cancellations. This is ABC News. A security concern forces a flight from Minneapolis to Mexico to divert to El Paso.
Sun Country Airlines Flight 593 from Minneapolis-St. Paul was 3 hours into its four-hour trip to Mazatlan on Mexico's Pacific coast when the pilots made a hard right turn and called air traffic controllers in El Paso. Sun Country hasn't been specific about the security concern that forced the diversion. The plane was